Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag market and closing grain comments for Tuesday, April 9th, WASDE report day. Markets closed pretty much where they opened, except for the wheat, which was down 4 to 6 cents. Let's first take a look at the corn. We had May finish even on the day at 360, about 4 3/4 cents off an earlier low. Took out the low from the quarterly stocks report a couple of Fridays ago, and then rallied back. December corn finished up 0.25 cent, 389 1/4, 4 1/2 cents off the low. December did not take out the low from the stocks report a couple of Fridays ago. So the expectation for U.S. carryouts in corn, just about 2 billion bushels even, came in 35 million above that, 2.035, so a little bit higher. World stocks came in at 314 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of 312.4, so a little higher there. And the Brazilian corn crop came in about 1.3 million metric tons above average expectations of 94.7, so that came in at 96 million metric tons. Brazil, they were looking for 46.8 million metric tons. That came in slightly higher at 47. So again, we made the lows ahead of the number, and then on the number, I think maybe all the bearish news was in the market. Kind of that stocks report took the wind out of this report sales, and the market drifted higher after the report was released. Taking a look at wheat, May finished down 5 3/4 cents, 459 1/2. Kansas City, May down 4 cents at 427 1/2, and Minneapolis finished down 0.75 cents at 523 1/4. Expected wheat carryouts in the U.S., 1.075 billion bushels came in, 12 million above that, 1.087, and the world stocks came in above expectations, 275.6 million metric tons versus average guesses of 271.1. So that weighed on the wheat, in addition to the improving winter wheat conditions reported yesterday afternoon. So you had wheat finishing down 4 to 6 cents there across the board. Taking a look at beans, we had May finish the day even, 898 3/4. November finished down just a half cent, 931 3/4. Market was expecting about 903 million bushel carryout. That was dropped by about 8 million below there, finished at 895. And world numbers, they were expecting 108.5 million metric tons. That came in at 107.4. So very slightly friendly there in the beans, but still burdensome carryouts nonetheless. Brazil's crop production there was increased about 900,000 metric tons above the expectation, 117 versus 116.1, and Argentina came in a little bit lower, 55 million metric tons versus 55.5. So maybe now the market will be looking forward to trading off of the weather. We've got the second big storm moving through the upper Midwest, coming in from the west. People expecting kind of 1 to 2 feet of snow, cooler temperatures. So we'll see if this has any longer term effects on planting delays, which would either move corn acres into beans or possibly prevent plant. But we will have to keep an eye on that. Still plenty of time, and you can get a crop in pretty quick these days. So we will have to see. You've got the funds, pretty big shorts all across the board, record in the corn, over 260,000 contracts. So they will at some point maybe have to start covering, and that could give a decent marketing opportunity. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading down just 3 ticks at 96.61. Crude oil down 30 cents a barrel at 64.03. Stock market taking a hit today, down about 200 points at this point. So again, we've got this second report here of the month behind us. And now I think we will look forward towards the market trading off of weather, and just look and see when these funds decide that the squeeze starts to get them a little bit uncomfortable and they might have to start covering these big short positions. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.